This morning in the studio, we have Brendan Cox, Operations Manager at Grimeyani GYU, in to update us on all that's happening down at GYU. So thanks for joining us, Brendan.
No worries. Thank you for having me here.
So just before we started recording, you were catching up with some of our wonky staff about how connected you all are. So what's your background and connection to the Valley and the Kimberley?
Yep. So I'm a Gunyandi Mirong man, so my family extends through the Fitzroy Crossing area into East Kimberleys, into Kununurra, and as far back towards Broome.
So you're like a Cox as well, so that's your, you got connections at Yearly?
Yes, yes. I'm a Cox. On my mother's side, my family originates from Yearly, Louisa Down Station. And as you know, the Cox family is a very large family. We're a very spread out family, so it wouldn't be hard to travel into any towns throughout the Kimberleys and find the, you know, family in town and draw on those connections pretty quick.
So there's been some big changes at GYU in the last 12 to 18 months. Like last year, it was heavily involved in the bridge rebuild project. And so do you want to update us on some of the programs you've got happening at the moment?
Yeah, yep. So what's currently happening now is that we've got the Brook and Channel project. Now, GYU has been facilitating some of the employment for our local men here in Fitzroy Crossing into getting into employment on the FBA project, the Brooklyn Channel. They've just completed the FBA's just finalised their round of trainees, and the trainees will be upskilled, and by the end of the project they will have a Cert 2 in civil construction, and within that traineeship there's quite a lot of machine operating and skills that they would have acquired through the duration of the traineeship. We've also have the Mundjalee school site project, which has been built now. Hutchison's contracting are the contract holder for that project, and there's also opportunities in getting employment on the Hutchison project out at Mundjalee over at Urimalay. We've also got some of our other contracts here in town that could potentially be looking for employees. So what we do is we liaise with our key stakeholders here in Fitzroy Crossing and do a bit of an update, have a bit of a conversation around the needs of the business. And if any of the businesses require, whether it's operators, general labour, they will come to us and we'll have that conversation. We then reach out to some of our members, those that are a part of the GYU Menshed, and again just put it back to them and say, hey, we've got a couple of opportunities happening, we've got a few of our stakeholders that are looking for workers, is anyone interested? And then part of what we do through our support work is that we support them in getting their white cards, getting their IDs. We offer the onboarding as well. We provide the onboarding, so making sure that they're up to date with their superannuation details, they've got their tax file details, and just all the other relevant documents that's part of the onboarding process.
Do people need to be members of GYU to access the service?
No, I mean, a lot of the blokes, not everyone is a member, but what we do is that when they come through seeking support through GYU, we do sign them up as a member with GYU. We also make sure that if they're not on Centrelink, we support them to get on Centrelink, get on the Centrelink benefits. We also then get them on the books over at Marawarawarra. Now, Marawarawarra assists us, again, in just, you know, providing financial coverage for some of the trainings that's been delivered or that will be delivered through GYU. And that's just some of the support that, you know, the wraparound support that we offer and that we have for our clients that come through, just to, you know, help progress them, you know, into a work-ready, job-ready position, and then we work on getting them into employment. Employment's not the only thing we support them with, so we might have individuals that come through seeking support for many other things, you know, whether it be social emotional support, whether it be financial support, whether it be counselling. So these are some of the things that we engage and you know, work with our clients to identify what are the supports that's needed, whether we need to refer them on to another service, another agency that can effectively offer them that support. and anything that we might not able to support them with, we just refer them on. But we continue that support, whether it be through transport or just assistance in, you know, getting them to Centrelink, getting them to housing. Anything that we, within our capacity, that we can offer.
Yeah, so with the Gateway program, you've got a training or an information session running on that. Do you want to explain the Gateway program to people?
Yeah. So the Gateway program was first established to help our local blokes here in the Fitzroy Valley that was impacted by the floods of last year. And what it is that we support our local men, you know, to get into employment, to begin helping our blokes become self-resilient, self-reliant, and not having to be, I guess, dependent on government services. And it's all about, you know, providing their support, offering the opportunity and assisting them, helping them to become successful in their own life and be their role model for themselves and their family and their community.
So is it considered sort of a trauma-informed program, and do sort of the people who work in that program get any extra training in the history of, you know, maybe why there's some of the issues that exist in Fitzroy?
Yep. So we offer that. We provide a bit of that intensive support and education around, you know, as you know, some of the issues that the community faces. You know, some of the trends that's happening now in the Fitzroy, and just education around what it is, the support that is needed to, I guess, address these key concerns and key issues within the community. And then, I mean, that conversation's had with other organisations, you know, that we're all in supporting each other to combat, you know, some of these issues that are directly impacting, you know, our local people, our local members in Fitzroy Valley in a negative way. And is bringing that to light, and it's having that open conversation, open dialogue with other agencies and community members as well, to, you know, address these areas of concerns, and, you know, have the conversation with some of our other key stakeholders and members to come up with an idea or with a plan. How can we combat this? How can we address this? How can we, you know, start providing these sessions and educations around these issues, and what can we do to intervene, and what can we do to support our members here in the Fitzroy Valley?
So I know it's mostly about jobs and education and looking to the future. Is there an emotional regulation component of that?
Emotional regulation. So we work with them around, you know, the social emotional well-being. You know, a lot of our blokes or our members that go into employment haven't had an employment before, or haven't been in employment for quite a while, and it's just supporting them, getting them into routine, and just I guess it's putting to them as like, hey, yeah, it's been a while, you know, but going into employment, there are responsibilities on your end that you need to ensure. You know, you need to be there on time. You need to be ready. You need to be in the right mind, right start, and the right mental state and state of mind. And a lot of what we do through GYU is support them and prep them and get them ready and just build on their social emotional well-being so that they don't become too overwhelmed once they get into employment. And we want to keep them in employment and retain them and hold them into employment. And by doing that, we support them right through the employment process. You know, we don't just get them into employment and leave them. Because, yeah, you know, it can be daunting, you know, especially with the amount of new faces and new businesses, the machinery that they're working on, and just the education, the theory side of things that comes with that. So we continue that support pre and post employment, and we just offer offer the support wherever it is that's needed. We catch up with them on a regular basis, and we just, you know, touch in with them and say, hey, how's things going? How are you now feeling? And what are some of the issues that you may have? Not all of them have issues, and you know, but it's just, you know, putting that offering that support out there and say, hey, if you ever do need us, we will be out on a regular basis. And if there's anything that, you know, you're feeling a bit worried about, we can definitely assist you and help you with that.
So this week you've got mental health first aid training. Is there still any places left for that training?
Yes. So it's there's plenty of spots still left. You can walk in on the day, but there's plenty of availabilities. It does run for 2 days, and I think it'd be worthwhile that, you know, any other organisations, community members, if you know anyone that's interested, get them out there, get them in. It's, you know, it's a very important training, and it'll be great just to have everyone there.
And you've got some future plans to, you know, build up the connection between people living in communities and town and services. Do you want to tell listeners about those plans?
Yeah. So some of the plans, and I guess just some of the ideas that we're working on and working towards, is just being able to have a better community, have a better connection through GYU. And some of the ideas that's come out of those conversations with communities is creating somewhat of a satellite shed for our blokes in community to have better connection to resources and services. And the idea is that, you know, we would look at, you know, potentially having a space where we could allocate, you know, certain resources for our men to utilize to help support them, you know, throughout the social emotional well-being, but support them, you know, into better connect with whether it be Centrelink, whether it be housing, whether it be, you know, connecting with family, because we know that a lot of our members come from, you know, near and far, and it's just, you know, looking at what are some of the things that we could implement to kind of fill that gap, you know, in service delivery.
We were talking a little bit about it a little bit earlier about how those satellite sheds could then also potentially, you know, if any community members happen to be incarcerated, it would help the connection between Department of Justice and community members too and their families.
Yeah, yep. So that's like I said, a lot of this is just, you know, we're planning it, we're looking at it, we're seeing the pros and cons, and you know, the whether it can be achievable. But the idea is that yes, it would be to connect families who are currently incarcerated, you know, with their community visits, with family visits through video link. And that would be some of the resources that we would need to implement in community so that we can make that achievable.
I know we were at a meeting last week with NIA, with the remote jobs, I think, employment program that's starting in October. And a lot of the people who came along to that consultation were really advocating quite hard for, they didn't call it satellite sheds, I think they're calling it, you know, community offices and, you know, internet connection. Yep. And I know as someone who works, you know, has to get HR forms back off people, having that connection and people really capable of, you know, sending those, using that technology at a real basic level and being able to connect to, you know, a reliable internet without having to drive, you know, 100Ks and with cars would make things like hugely easier.
Absolutely. And you know, that's exactly, you know, some of the comments that have come out of community is, you know, we've got the infrastructure, we've got, you know, we've got the space, we just need to use it. And you know, and some of the comments, the feedback from communities are, why don't we look at making this into you know, into a men's shed, into a satellite shed, for that exact reason. As I've mentioned, you know, a lot of our members come from, you know, communities that are 100 plus kilometers out of Fitzroy to access services here in town, and they can't always make the commute in and out of town because of whatever restriction. So yeah, being able to, you know, have such a space that they could utilize, they could use, would definitely fill that gap, you know, in the service delivery, and it's just that additional support for our communities and our members in those remote communities to be able to access these services.
So I know you recently put on some female support workers. GYU originally was men's shed, or I think it stands for all men.
Yes.
So are we now, is GYU now accepting female members?
Yes. So what we found is that a lot of the blokes that would come through looking for support and assistance come with partners, and the partners are also looking for a support and assistance. So we were able to open the space up to the male and females as well. So yes, we've taken on three additional support workers, female support workers, who work primarily with the female cohort that we currently have on the books. And any other, you know, community members, ladies, women that come in looking for support, we do have that space to, you know, be comfortable enough to sit down and have that conversation with our ladies, our support workers in the office. And it's open to everyone. And if there's anything that they, you know, they might need, whether it be whatever it may be, you know, our ladies on the ground are very passionate about what they do. And they're very friendly and approachable. So don't feel that you can't come to the men's shed looking for support. We can offer support, any support, wherever it may be needed.
No worries. Well, thanks. That sounds super exciting, Brendan. So I look forward to catching up with you again in the future and see how some of these training and programs are going. And yeah, thanks for coming in to talk to us.
No worries. Thank you.
That was Brendan Cox, Operations Manager, Grammy Yanni Yu, talking to Andrew Myers about updates about GYU. This was recorded 17th of June, 2024. You're listening to Wonky Radio.